But Napoleon had a couple of aces up his sleeve with which he intended to win the game. In fact, the leading division of Davout's corps approaching from the southwest was already in sight of the French right wing. In addition, the division of Soult's army corps commanded by Generals Saint-Hilaire and Vandamme lay in wait, hidden in the mist behind the slopes of the Pratzen. Together with the guards and the grenadiers of Marshal Oudinot, these were to constitute the deciding force of the French army. In all, Napoleon could count on 65,000 foot, 4,000 horse, and 139 cannons.